you can really tell when a man has done the work or mm-hmm. has been through some shit and things aren't going to phase him, right? And the feminine is going to come in to try to phase him, ultimately to see if she can feel safe and relax. I'm Dr. Michael Diamond, and this is Ignite the King, the place for men to tap into their power, passion, and embrace their true potential, where we will journey together and give you the tools to reclaim sovereignty, purpose, and leadership in your life. It's time to rise up and let your adventure begin. Okay, welcome back to the next episode of the Ignite the King podcast. Ooh, am I excited. Not only, this is not a guest, is probably the most important person in the world to me. My new co-host of the Ignite the King podcast, my beautiful wife, Nani Lea. Welcome, welcome. This has been a long time coming. Thank you so much for answering the call. How are you?
Thank you for having me. I'm at the edge of my seat right now.
Good. 38 seconds in and we are at the edge of our seat. Oh, this is going to be such a peek into our lives, and I'm so excited and a little nervous. I got to be honest. I'm a little nervous out there. You know, this is the big reveal, and yeah, I'm you know, we have these we joke that, like, you know, it's just Tuesday at our house, and how we have these powerful, deep conversations all the time, and it needs to get out there. And of course, you come into the Ignite the King Brotherhood and our container and share your wisdom. I come into the Wild Rose community. I share there as well. But more and more, it's been us coming together. And what a more perfect place than the Ignite the King podcast in this King season to deep dive some King energy. But before we get into the meat of the call, really just want to welcome you to the Ignite the King podcast, for being the co-host, for bringing yourself here. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Well, is there any intention or message you want to just start with to share? You know, we mostly have men that listen to this show. This is the Ignite the King podcast. Bringing in the feminine perspective is always so, so, so powerful. So as we get into some of these topics, if there's anything you want to say, just as we start to lean in, it'd be wonderful to hear from you.
Okay, that's what I'm here for.
So is there an intention you'd like to set or a message you'd like to say before we kind of get into the King energy and how it shows up in relationships mm-hmm. and things that three things men can do? So anything to get mm-hmm. started in? You've been so involved in the brotherhood mm-hmm. and the men, and you have such a love in your heart, and you champion us so much. I want the men out there listening to feel championed by your words as well.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I mean, really, I just marvel that here we are able to record our conversations and have it put out there and really have no idea who's going to hear it. And so my intention is that this serve as, you know, something that touches you as you're listening, that something that we share today, whether it's something in our life that we've learned, we've been through so much. And part of the intention is to bring the wisdom of our own experiences here. And I know that the value of having, you know, masculine and feminine lens and heart and perspective has really for each of us. I mean, we've been, I won't speak for you, but I believe I know this to be true, that we've been each other's, like, greatest catalyst.
I thought you were going to say medicine, but catalyst is good too.
medicine too. And it's so to have me come here is with that intention to, you know, maybe something that I say just comes in a different way, that you hear it differently, or it's something that you're hearing from a woman that, you know, brings a new perspective or a new way of shifting how you see things that, gives you the medicine or the catalyst as well. Cause I feel like we're living in these incredible times where seeing the kings rise and seeing, you know, couples coming together in beautiful union is really, you know, I believe the medicine of the world right now.
Beautiful. And I don't hide it, but so much of my inspiration and things I've taught in Ignite have come from and through you in various ways. We've been learning together for over 20 years. And just to give the listeners out there a little history, we were in chiropractic network practice for 12, 13 years. I was thinking about that this morning, together in two different locations in California, two wellness centers. I bumped it up to over 90,000 sessions at this point. I think when we counted, that was 80,000. That was a while ago. We've done a lot since then. Yeah. But we've learned to, not just in relationship, but even professionally in the healing arts, to work together, to work in that synergy together, to kind of weave together. And I think for me, that's part of the intention of having this platform now with the podcast together, is to bring that healing energy together and amplify the message that's going out. Yeah. Men may hear it differently coming from you and be able to onboard it in a new way that I don't communicate, and vice versa. But I truly believe that coming together, there is, as we call it, that I've taken from you, sacred third energy that emerges when we come together in these conversations. So one of many to come. I'm super excited. I think I'm sure more of our history will get revealed as we go. So I'm going to reel it back for a moment, but, I'm ready to get into some of the meat of this and really talk about this king energy. You talked about the kings rising, right? And I think for men out there, they may have heard that term, of course, but don't really know what it means. And what does it mean for a man to be in his king energy? In our group right now, we're transitioning from the magician archetypal energy into the king. And that's just, you know, just the season we're in right now. But ultimately, a man needs to express his divinity through his kingship. And that's our duty, our responsibility as men, and coming into that. And again, just to give the feminine perspective, what does it look like to see a man rise in his kingship? Like, what does that look like from the feminine perspective? Because I think men don't even know what that is.
Mm-hmm. Juicy. well,
I think that's the first time that word has been used on this podcast, and I don't think it's going to be the last. I'm still having to find my footing here, folks. So just allow me.
I can't believe
embrace.
You left this podcast. I can't believe know. Where I am. Oh my God.
It's my toes are curling like this right now.
I can feel
sort
it.
Sort of, not really.
It's so hot. Okay.
More in excitement.
Okay. Okay, let's bring it in. Reel it in. So, first of all, as far as the king, I mean, let's see. What does it mean to a woman? How do we see it? How do we hold it?
You know, something you say, maybe I'll give it more context. You know, as she saw him, so he became, right? And we can see that from, you know, Mary seeing Jesus rise to queens seeing their kings rise. And it's such a powerful thing you've always shared. And I know men will be so motivated by being seen a certain way. They just have a hard time seeing themselves. Yeah. So it's like, what do you see when you say that? So a man has a sort of a way to onboard that of like, okay, this is the embodiment of that energy.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, as a general overview, what I see right away is, and it's similar, it's the same really for women, going from maiden into her queen, and for the rise of the king, really, what I see it to be is one of the first signs is that you self-initiate yourself forward, which means that you start to individuate. You start to become, it's literally like cells. Like, I know we have such a science background, so I'll go to that. But like cells start to do mitosis, where they start to divide, where you start to see, like, as a boy or as an immature, man, you're just kind of taking on the parents' beliefs, the parents' conditions, the culture, the family, what everyone has been teaching you and shaping you to be. And that's that era, you know. It's the same as the maiden, the woman who's the young girl, and she's just, you know, she's not much of an individual. She's really just kind of exploring all the options and all the colors and all the flavors of life, and someone else is really in charge. And so a man, when I see him come into his king, it's, I mean, there's a vibe to it. There's a feeling to it, but it's this like, this energy of like getting to really claim and own who the fuck he is beyond, and, you know, individuating beyond his own conditioning or beyond what the culture tells him to be or what his upbringing was or whatever it is. Even what a woman wants him to be. And that's where it gets interesting in the chemistry too, because right. It's like really knowing himself and like standing in his own I am presence, where it's like, I know who I am, and I will, and taking that throne of sovereignty. And that's when it's like an emergence of the mature man. And that's when a woman will be like, whoa, there's a man in the room. You know, you can feel right. it. You're like, whoa. And that's like the turn on, like instant, where it's like, whoa, all right, there's somebody here. And it's all about how he holds himself, you know. Yeah.
I mean, I just want to jump in because there's like 10 things in there I want to like pause on, because they're so juicy. See, I'm using the word already.
Oh, it's going to happen. Twice. It's going to happen. I'll use yours too, probably.
Yeah, I remember our mentor, Donnie Epstein, would do those exercises where he would have men come up to the front of the room and put their pelvis and body in different postures and have the women make the sound of how it felt in their body. And pretty much across the board, every time the sound that would come out of the women was the same. You know, it wasn't pre-planned. It was like they just knew in their physiology, in whether they felt safe at a core level, safe or not, mm-hmm. if a man was in his power, if he knew who he was. Yeah. And we're talking millimeters of a pelvic movement, right?
Oh, yeah. So out of his power.
So when you say like a man knowing who the fuck he is, you know, knowing I am this and having that vibe and walking into a room, that it's felt. And it's felt when it's not there. And that's probably more often the case. So I heard in that, and this may dive a little bit deeper on, is there's real, and you said the word mature, it's a real maturation that occurs. Like, and that's so much of what we talk about at Ignite, is a man going from an immature boy to a masculine man or a mature masculine man, right? And what blocks that? I talk about that a lot, you know, rites of passage, lack of mentors, suppressed emotion, those kinds of things. But you can really tell when a man has done the work, or has been through some shit, and things aren't going to phase him, right? And the feminine is going to come in to try to phase him, ultimately to see if she can feel safe and relax, right? So it was a lot in what you said, and it's just a core principle we teach about. And I'm curious if you want to sort of double tap on that.
Yeah. Double tap. I don't know that one. Okay.
I got some stuff for you. I'm telling
learning
you.
Things here.
Okay. Hanging out with the younger generation now.
Over here. Okay. Yeah. And something to say about this, because I feel like this is just where I see a lot of the work to be done, is that in between the immature and the mature is kind of the teenager. Where there's this like a man coming into his power, being in right relationship with power is what it's all about, like truly being sovereign. And that's the king. You know, the king is truly in command of his energy and in command and like in a coherent state of truth and in, you know, truth, like real truth. Mm-hmm. And that young, you know, masculine, where it's like maturing, but still that like adolescent teenager, there's a lot of like, you know, trying to kind of rebel against the patterns or the conditions or the ways that you were like selling yourself out or the way you conditioned to be raised or the way that you've been, you know, not living your truth. And there's this like rebellious period where there's a lot of like flexing. There's a lot of like, oh, let me show you my power. Let me show. And
oh yeah, the machismo.
But that women, men stop there. And they think that's power. And women are like, okay, you know, and that is what I think our culture teaches men.
Oh, yeah, that's the basis of all marketing right there.
And they want to flex, you know, they want to flex in all the different ways. And they think they need to flex. They think the flexing is actually what is attractive to the woman. And that's, you know, that's like just the beginning to even enter the domain of like becoming king. But the king really is like, he's rest back. He doesn't need to flex. You know, he owns it.
Yep.
He owns it. And I think for men, there's a period of time in that becoming and like in that kind of, you know, going through the fire and like facing the fire and going through all that it takes to really get sovereign, which is a lot. I think it's an ongoing life. You know, you got to like keep yourself aware all the time.
Oh, yeah.
But it's like, are they willing to do that work? Are they willing to show up and not get it right 1,000 times? Are they willing to be vulnerable and say, I don't have it already figured out? Are they willing to feel the pain of failure before they have?
Well, you're hitting on the biggest inertia barrier I have found most men have to break through to do the deeper work, to go through that maturation process. I want to note that I'm actually taking notes on this recording, which I think is the first time ever, because men, if you're listening out there, you know, I'm learning every day from this woman. And, you know, whether I heard it once, never 1,000 times, it hits deep. Thank you. Because what I feel in your voice, and I tell you this all the time, is just how much of a deep care you have for seeing men go through that process to be in their power, to be sovereign. And, you know, we use that word sovereignty, and I think that word has kind of gotten pulled apart in the culture, especially over the last few years. But it's like being true in yourself. You know, sovereignty is one of the pillars of kingship we teach in Ignite.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the first one, because without sovereignty, it doesn't matter if you have order in your kingdom. It doesn't matter if you're giving your blessing. You can't really, and you won't have a legacy. So unless there's this ownership and this owning of this sovereign energy in who we really are, and I know just in my development, but also just my age and having a family, just like being okay with who I am, that's taken a long time. And that's, I think, just a baseline goal for men to get to start to feel into what this king energy is in their life.
Yeah. And I think that's what's so incredibly valuable about what you've created with Ignite the King, and like why I see so many men have such incredible, you know, results and like see what happens there, is because it's just having a context for them and having a space where they can go to just come undone. Yeah. You know, and it's like we and us as humans in the culture, like there's so much like flexing again. It's like trying to be perfect or pretend you got it all together, or like, you know, and you got to not know who the fuck you are before you find yourself, you know. Exactly. You got to go through some ego death. You got to let it melt down. You got to get on your fucking knees and get down to the place where like you are surrendered to all the shit that doesn't work. You know, and I think that's a real, just that's the place for men, and like to be in a place where that's okay. And that the culture is that, yeah, we do that. And that's how you actually get stronger. That's actually how you become a man, you know. And there's so much built up around trying to pretend that you have to already have it figured out. And the thing is, us as women, we know, we see it. And we would much, much rather have you be honest and authentic and stand in the power of like, it's like that claim and that certainty to like, it's not so much about where you are, but just claiming that you are, you know, yeah, I'm a fucking mess right now and I'm figuring it out, you know, but the claim of that,
Yeah.
You know, rather than the try to flex it, you know.
There's such a fear of that letting go. And, you know, when I hear you say like telling the truth or being honest, vulnerability is the word that comes up, which scares the shit out of men to be vulnerable. You know, ultimately at the core level, the wound is like love's going to be withdrawn, right? But, you know, many men have grown up with immature, you know, situations in schools and college and fraternities and sports and military where shamed, ridiculed, all the things that basically shut all that down, right? Yeah. And to your point, there's more now, but where do you even go to do that work in a safe place?
Yeah. Right?
And we always use the metaphor of the butterfly, right? And going through that death before it's reborn into the beautiful butterfly. And to your point, you have to be on the floor as a mess, kind of like letting it all fall apart to reform into something new. And it's a skill to bring someone to that place, frankly.
And sometimes, sometimes I've seen you do it too. Or, you know, we've had experience, you know, in all of our 90,000 whatever sessions, it's like.
We should just bump it up to 100.
Sometimes. Let's just go 100. You have to be, what's that?
Let's just bump it up to 100. It sounds better. 100,000.
At this point, you have to be willing. It's not always that it's going to be that, you know, but you just have to be willing to step. And this is where the feminine is really like the feminine energy within the masculine and the mother spirit, where it's like the feminine is the mystery, you know? And if the man really respects the feminine, which is a whole other part of this conversation, if the man really honors the feminine nature, he will honor the mystery itself and he will step into it because he knows that it's the pathway to his own evolution. You know, he will be in that. It's like the Shakti Shiva dance of the Kundalini. Like there's times where it's the masculine forward, there's times where the feminine forward, and there's that, you know, sacred spiral dance. And it's like, if he can understand, like, this is the moment that I am stepping into the mystery and I'm going to need to let go, you know, and the same for women. It's not like women aren't doing the same thing. We are. It just kind of, there's different conditioning and there's different, it looks a little different because our natures are different. You know,
I've said to men many a time over our immersions, ironically, to tap into our masculine nature, we need to take a page from the playbook of the feminine and be able to go. I liked how you described it as the mystery. It's, I would probably say the unknown, right? And what I tell men is you don't have to know what you're looking for. You just have to go looking. It will reveal itself. And I love the power, the analogy of the mystery. It is a mystery. And to embrace that. And that is integration. And I love how you brought the Kundalini in because it is the weaving together of the masculine and feminine. You know, our work with sacred union, it's about coming together. So it's like in order to express more fully one of them, both need to be online, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And for the woman too, I mean, women also need to go through that. And they need to know often that they have the masculine, like that there's just enough stability or that stability will be regained after going into the mystery. So there's like a trusting that the masculine energetic is there too as a reoccurring pattern. Like I'm not going to step off and go into the mystery and stay there forever. Like I will come, I will reemerge, you know, I will go in the death rebirth process, but I will reemerge.
This is actually a great little transition point for us to kind of bring this a little more into actual relationship because we're talking the internal masculine feminine. But we also wanted to bring forward on this episode about the actual man as the king in relationship, in his intimate relationship. And everything you're just saying about the internal back and forth, I'm like, well, that's absolutely the same in our relationship, right? And in masculine feminine relationships in general. Mm-hmm. So maybe we can start to kind of bring it out to that where it's like how the king not only is seen, but how he has to show up every single day in the family, in the relationship, and what that actually looks like. So maybe you can dive a little in there.
Yeah, I'd love to, something's coming through to say about that because I feel like again, going back to that cultural story or kind of idea that men can take on that they have to have it all figured out, and for women too. What really I've found is that it's not that you need to already be there, you know, like already be in that place that you are seeing as where you're, you know, that you're going, you know, to that king and to that, that vision of yourself and what you know is you're being called towards and what really is being desired. It's a commitment to that path. Yeah. It's like, I'm committed to that trajectory, you know, and for the compassion of self, where it's like, but the unwaveringness of the masculine is like, I'm not wavering. Like I will, and I am more every day, you know, and there's always going to be the next step. So you have the compassion where it's like, I don't have to have it all figured out already, you know, and it's like that paradox of like, and I'm already him, you know, like I'm already him. And like, that's where, as she saw him, so he becomes, comes into play, because as the woman, I see us as being, we're the womb, you know, we're the one who, you know, there's an ancient, or not ancient, but well, old Apache Indian saying that goes, when the women have lost faith, the tribe is doomed. And, like you had mentioned, and like you were the, you know, you'd mentioned, you know, Jesus resurrecting, and it was Mary Magdalene who saw him. It's that, you know, it's her faith that he resurrected in. It's like she was there and he resurrected in that faith, that, that field of faith that she was helping to hold, you know, that, that was a frequency and a space that, that he reemerged in. And I think that that story holds those codes. And, you know, that old Apache Indian saying holds the codes that, like, as women's, we are holding the faith, you know, and the men, I think, I mean, let me know, but can't you feel it? Like if a woman's lost faith in you, it's a very big thing.
Yeah. This is, I feel like the whole energy of the recording just changed because you dropped it down a bit there, but powerful. What was coming up as you were talking is like, one, thinking of men that aren't in a current relationship where they're having to conjure up that knowing with it not being necessarily reflected back to them in a relationship and how to embody that in the search for the queen. That came up as you were speaking. And also just how men, they really want to do the work. They really do. They need to feel like it's being seen, right? And it's being, recognized to a certain degree, right? Where it's motivating for it to be reflected back. Like, I see you. I see that you're working on yourself. Mm-hmm. And I know for men that that goes a long way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I would say as far as the king energy, that it's like the sovereignty to not need it, but to be nourished by it, you know, it's like you need it, but you are doing it regardless of if anyone ever sees it, because you are so connected to your mission that you are doing it for God. Like you're doing it for yourself. You're doing it for the legacy that you leave behind. Like that actually makes it more of a call forward to give the appreciation and give the, you know, when it's not like needed from an outside source.
Right.
And that's where I would say the sovereignty is felt. And I've seen a lot of like energetics between couples where it's like
neediness can be a big one there.
Yeah.
One of our coaches said recently, committed but not attached is kind of what comes up, you know, in a certain respect. But it's the sovereignty of just having the knowing that you're doing the right work in the world. And it getting recognized as such makes it even more powerful. Let me put it that way.
Yeah, it's an amplification. And I feel that with, it's like, are we amplifying each other? And are we in a relationship where we're here to amplify each other rather than tear each other down, you know? Right. And for women, it's a similar thing with like our radiance, you know? And we don't, it's like a woman who will get dressed up and like enjoy her beautiful, being beautiful that night or whatever it is. And she's doing it because she's enjoying, that's her nature, to be radiance itself. Like that's our nature, is just to feel the radiance of life coming through us and to, you know, whatever way we choose to do that. But like the dressing up is a part of that, and to do it, to just be the radiance and to experience that and celebrate that in ourselves versus, I need you to notice me. I need you to compliment me. You know, I need you to tell me that I'm beautiful and I'm okay. And that's what a lot of, you know, we'll see is like for women too, is where it's that place of like, where are we sourcing our self-worth? Where are we sourcing our own love? And that we come to the relationship already whole. You know, that's what really sovereignty. I mean, for me,
And then you better notice her when she walks in the room dressed up, just to say.
But the thing is, I don't need it. It's like, it's an amplification, yeah. But I'm not going to leave the room deflated if it doesn't happen,
right.
You know?
And some women will, right? And you said something earlier, I mean, we can touch on for a moment, but like about tearing each other down. And it is interesting that how that does happen a lot in relationship, our most deepest intimate relationships. There's lots of ways that couples have learned to tear each other down, mm-hmm. sideways attack, passive aggressive, mm-hmm. naming those, cause I've done those, right? Like, it's like how to come into, I love when you say right relationship with power, because mm-hmm. there's power in being able to reflect and to give compliments and to not need it. Like that's in being, in your power, so to speak. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I love that. I did mention about men that aren't in relationship.
Yeah.
And how to come into that, because we're sort of getting toward the end of our episode here, but I want to make sure, because I'm sure many men listening that fall into that category, and I don't want them to write off the wisdom here because, oh, I'm not in a relationship. So what would you say to those men?
I would say that is a really incredible time to, you know, build your own, I want to say like self-love or, you know, your own identity, because who you bring to the relationship is everything. And so it's a really powerful time to like get to know who you are, get to know, you know, that you can amplify and kind of like be on mission and be clear in your own values and your own self, what you're actually, you know, bringing to relationship, what you are desiring in relationship, because all of that, you know, there can be like, oh, I'm just looking for the relationship and then I'll, you know, have all that stuff. And it's like, actually, if you cultivate it in yourself and you come to the relationship to share it and to amplify it, to bring more, you know, that's what, even after marriage, it doesn't matter if you're, you know, single or not, it's the same thing of like really having that, that self-responsibility to come to it whole, to come to it, you know, to be, a sovereign being.
Yeah.
And that's what's, you know, and the relationship will show you all the places that you still have some work. You still have some places where you know, you still got, and for me too. And it's ongoing, you know, you're just refining, and it's how you be with yourself when you do find those places that matters. If you can say like, oh wow, I'm actually glad I'm seeing it so that I can tend to it and I can, you know, grow and heal and get stronger and bring more of myself to the table and find the energy leaks in my system versus like, oh, I want to hide that. And I want to then do something passive aggressive or sideways or whatever it is, but it's that like relationship you build with your own process.
Yeah. Well, something you said in there, I mean, the relationship is going to reveal where the work needs to be done. So the more work we can do on the front end of getting into that relationship. And I've seen that so many times in our immersions, and especially the men that have been in our year-long program, where it's like they are not the same man in a year than they were when they started. And I've seen it both in men coming into themselves to find that relationship. I've seen men come into themselves to be a father that weren't ready to be fathers, where it's like there is this self-work, this deep introspective work that needs to be done so that you can show up fully in that relationship and not, you know, it's like people saying having a baby to save a marriage, where it's like, no, it's only going to stress test where everything needs to be looked at, right? So it's like working on ourselves so that we can show up in the relationship that way, which will then reveal even more things to then work on and go deeper. And I truly know, and I know we know in our relationship, that is what brings us even closer together, more in love and deeply connected, because you got to go through some stuff together. Like no one gets out of that one for sure.
Yeah. And I feel like it's, you know, it can seem like work, and we work on yourself, and then you work it like a lot of work, you know. And
I never use that word a lot.
And I'm like, gosh, babe, come on. Like it's the feeling of like how you be. Well,
men can relate to work. That's the thing, right?
You like it. You really, I know you're big on that in the group too, of like, what's your work? You know, yeah. And it's beautiful. And it's, I think that's maybe more for men too, that you're looking for the challenge, you know, and, women
we are on the Ignite. We got to remind you, we're on the Ignite the King podcast.
Like, where's the challenge? But I feel it's also like the standing in the desire. I'll say that for the, 'cause you asked about the men that are single. It's, you know, standing in the desire, like I said before, like that you're committed to your kingship, no matter where you are on it, that you're committed to it. Because you can be just beginning and you can be showing up in a way that's like extraordinary. And you just started, you know, but it's how you're showing up and that you're committed to the kingship itself in yourself, you know. And the other thing that I wanted to say to those men is really standing in the desire, like standing in your desire and owning your desire for the queen. And that's something like not downplaying what it actually means to you and standing in that and knowing that like, you don't have to be perfect first and do all your work first, a little bit of it so that you know,
a little bit,
you know, get yourself kind of ready.
Get a haircut. Jeez. I just got a haircut today. Went a little too long.
Well, because you're going to have it the whole time, you know. You want it as the strongest couples, and for our relationship too. It's like you still want to have your independent sense of self, the place that you go to do your growth. That's not with the other person, you know. Yeah. So it's like you're starting now, but it's not just until you find someone and then now that's it. It's like it's ongoing, because that's who you be. But I would say like standing in your desire for the queen. Yeah. And that's a real ownership and sign of kingship, I would say, too, because that can be kind of downplayed, or it can be, again, this kind of flex that you don't need her, or, you know, something there, you know. And I think really standing in the desire of her value and how much you really do desire her. And like a recognition of, like a commitment to that ultimate love that you can find together, and like already standing in that vision, that she gets to step into that with you, you know, but don't wait for that. Like you can stand in that vision and that desire and in that like sweet anticipation that like she's coming, you know? Mm.
Well, that is probably the best place to leave this episode. I love it. Can hear a pin drop. Stand in your desire, men. Love the energy of anticipation. I feel like that's lacking in our culture. We're so used to instant gratification. Anticipation. I mean, that. I know we did a call a while back around foreplay and anticipation and building of energy, right? Mm-hmm. And a king, in my estimation, needs to be able to hold that energy, right? mm-hmm. able to embody it, to hold it, not to just hot potato it out. So in that vein, I think we're gonna wrap it up here. Any last words you'd like to share? Your first time?
I thought we were going to start talking about Tantra just there. I was going to say.
Well, that will be the tease for the next episode, men. There's more. There's a lot more where this came from. We are just getting started. I mean, we are barely scratching the surface here. Mm-hmm. First of all, thank you for being here today. Thank you for being my ride or die. Mm-hmm. Thank you for being the co-host on this show. Being everything that you are, being the woman that you are, the mother that you are, the wife that you are, the light in the world that you are. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. It's an honor to be here. Thank you all for having me. The one thing I'm feeling called to say, just to close on, is really know that you matter and that your kingship matters. And you know, what I've witnessed time and time again with, you know, the thousands of women that I've had the honor of working with, is that it's medicine for us too, you know, and it's our deepest desire to have you in your kingship, and it's like a woman can feel it, and just knowing that it matters, you know, even your claim to kingship alone, sitting by yourself somewhere right now, is a ripple that goes out in the world that is, you know, one of the biggest gifts I feel that you can give to this world.
Beautiful. Well, we're going to leave it there. Hope you enjoyed this episode. Remember to like and share it. Share it with someone that needs to hear this message. You never know how far reaching something you say or do today will affect the lives of millions tomorrow. And remember, subscribe to the channel. We will see you on next episode. Aho.
Aho. Bye, y'all.